NBC presents The Adventures of Frank Merriwell. There it is, an echo of the past, an exciting past, a romantic past. The era of the horse and carriage, gaslit streets, and free-for-all football games. The era of one of the most beloved figures in American fiction, Frank Merriwell. Merriwell is loved as much today as ever he was. And so the National Broadcasting Company brings him to radio in a brand new series of stories based on the famous books written by Gilbert Patton under the pen name Bert L. Standish. Today, The Senior Dinner. This is the week of the annual senior dinner at Yale, and Frank and Bart have been busy making elaborate preparations for the event. As our story opens, it's early in the afternoon of the dinner. Dean Clark is entertaining a distinguished personage in his office at Woodbridge Hall.
Yes, indeed, Judge McKenzie. The university is honored that you've accepted our invitation tonight at senior dinner.
The honor is mine, Clark. It'll be a pleasure to present the trophy cup to the members of this year's senior class.
Yes, they're an unusually fine group of young men. I'm only sorry I can't attend the dinner with you.
Oh, it's too bad you were called out of town. I had hoped to spring my little surprise at the dinner. But since you can't attend, you may as well know it now.
Right?
Yes, I've decided to set up a special endowment fund here at Yale to pay full tuition each year for some worthy young man.
Why, Judge McKenzie, I am surprised. How did you happen to choose Yale? I thought your boy attended another university.
Yes, he does, or rather he did. There's a rather painful story connected with my choice, I'm afraid, Dean.
I see. Well, of course, sir, if you'd rather not talk about it.
Oh, there's no reason why you shouldn't know about it. Only a month ago, my son was badly injured during a student riot.
Oh, how terrible. I had no idea.
Yes, I believe they called it the freshman-sophomore class rush.
Oh.
In any event, it was one of those foolish interclass rivalries that the authorities apparently lacked the sense to stop.
Well, sometimes it's a little difficult to stop such things when you're dealing with a group of high-spirited young men, especially when such affairs are a traditional part of college life.
Tradition? That's nonsense. They're common rowdiness, that's all. And as soon as my son has recovered from his injuries, I'm withdrawing him from that college and entering him in a university where such nonsense is not tolerated.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, Dean Clark, I'm entering him here at Yale.
Yale?
Yes, this coming semester. You know, from what I've heard, your student body manages to preserve a gentlemanly sense of dignity and decorum.
Well,
and knowing you, Dean, I'm sure that this is an institution which will never tolerate foolish pranks of any kind.
Well, no, of course not.
And as for the endowment fund, Dean, I made up my mind that any college that tolerated such barbaric activities was not worthy of my support. That's the reason that I have chosen you.
Why, thank you, sir.
Well, I do not wish to take up any more of your valuable time, Dean. Thank you again, sir. And good day to you.
Good day, Judge McKenzie, and thank you.
Not at all.
Southeism, my word, must send the presidents of the sophomore and senior classes at once.
You sent for me, Dean Clark?
Yes, Mr. Merriwell, but where's the sophomore president?
Well, Roy is out on a geology field trip, sir. He won't be back until 3 o'clock.
Until 3. I should be on the train by that time. But no matter. Close the door, Mr. Merriwell. I have something important to tell you.
Yes.
Down. Now then, it's about the senior banquet tonight. The Honorable Judge McKenzie has agreed to make the presentation of the trophy to the class.
Well, yes, sir. I had heard about that.
Well, perhaps you didn't know that the judge has a considerable aversion to, to college pranks.
Well, no, sir. I didn't know that.
Well, I can assure you he has.
But, Dean Clark, there's a tradition connected with this trophy. The sophomores always try to steal it before the banquet.
Yes, I know all about that. Unofficially, of course.
Of course.
That is why I'm warning you. This banquet tonight must be completely free of any such incidents. Do you understand?
Well, you mean the sophomores are to make no attempt to steal the cup?
Exactly. I want the whole affair to be conducted on the most dignified level possible. Since Roy Stone is not able to be here, I'm forced to leave the matter entirely in your hands. I will hold you responsible for the conduct of both classes. Is that clear?
But, sir, suppose the sophomores don't take my word for it.
Well, why shouldn't they? You're president of the student council.
Oh, but Dean Clark...
I want you to call on Roy Stone the moment he returns from his field trip. Get him to call a truce in this interclass rivalry of yours as long as Judge McKenzie is our guest on the campus. That's all, Mr. Merriwell. Rest is up to you.
I'll take care of it, Dean Clark.
Sure you will. Just remember, matter rests squarely on your shoulders.
Hello, Roy. I've been looking for you. Hi, Ed.
Hi, Frank.
Well, well, come in, Frank. Have a seat.
Oh, thanks.
Well, Frank, I hope you seniors have reconciled yourselves to losing the cup tonight.
If you haven't, you'd better start. We're all set to grab it once you take it out of Davey's store.
Well, that's what I wanted to see you about. Dean Clark sent for you this afternoon while you were out on the field trip.
Sent for me? What for?
To ask you to call off the field tonight.
Call it off? What? How come?
Well, there's some bigwig coming to the dinner, and according to the dean, he has an aversion to college pranks.
You mean the sophomore class is supposed to stand by while the seniors cart the trophy cup out to Forest Tavern for the banquet?
Well, that's the general idea, Ed. I realize the sophomores have their plans all made to capture the cup, but we'll have to forget it this year.
How do we know this is on the level?
You'll have to take my word for it, Ed. The dean was pretty serious about it, so it must be important. Now, what do you say?
I say we ought to go...
Now, wait a minute, Ed. All right, Frank. Go ahead and take the cup to the banquet.
Oh, that's great. Thanks a lot, Roy.
Don't mention it. You can forget all about the sophomore tonight.
All right, fine. Well, it's almost time to go down for the cup, so I'll see you fellas later.
Sure, we'll see you, all right. Come along.
Roy, have you lost your mind? What's the idea of falling for a stunt like that?
Stunt? But how do you mean?
I mean it's just a trick of Frank Merriwell's. He knows we've got the seniors out number 2-1. They can't use force to get the cup through our line, so the only chance is to trick us.
Yes, but he said that the dean...
Look, if the dean really wanted to send you a message like that, why would he send it by a senior? Why didn't he write you a note so you'd know that it was official? I tell you, it's just a slick scheme of Merriwell's to get that cup to the dinner without any trouble.
Gosh, then maybe I shouldn't have given him my promise.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Roy. A promise isn't binding when you've been tricked into it like this. And besides, it'll make the whole thing easier for us.
Well, how do you mean?
Now, Merriwell and his gang won't even try any stunts to get the trophy. They'll think we aren't going to stop them, so they'll walk right into our arms.
Say, that's right. I never thought of it that way.
Well, I did. We're going through with our original plan. Look, let's get half the class down there on Chapel Street to watch the Davies store window. The minute the cup is removed, we go into action.
Sure. Well, it'll be just like taking candy from a baby.
Oh, I'm sorry you had to get dressed for the dinner so early, Ensign, but we thought you'd like to come with us while we picked up the silver cup.
You know, Frank, it seems a shame that taking the cup out this year will be just a matter of routine.
I'm sorry to hear it in a way. I mean, it spoils all the fun.
Well, to tell you the truth, Ensign, I'm disappointed myself. Frank and I had a good plan figured out to fool the sop.
Oh, we can forget about it now.
Yeah.
Well, here's Davis' store. Oh, my, hold up now.
Come on, Frank. Let's get that cup.
All right, want to come in with us, Ensign?
All right, Frank.
All right, here, I'll help you out.
Well, here's the cup right in the window here. It's not bad, is it?
Why, it's beautiful. Frank, I thought you said the sophomores had agreed not to try to steal it.
Well, they have. Why?
Oh, don't turn your head.
What?
Look at the reflection in this window glass. Look, right behind us across the street.
Well, do you see that, Bart? It's Roy Stone, this pal Ed, staring in that doorway. They seem to be watching us. And look at that part of the reflection. There's another bunch of sophomores a few doors down.
Yeah, that's a funny one. We'll see about that.
All right, don't turn your head.
It's too late, Frank. They saw him.
They're just out of sight. What's going on here?
That proved it. They're going to try for the cup after all.
But they can't do that. The dean held you responsible.
Go talk to Roy, Frank, before it's too late. Tell him we can't have any trouble about this.
That won't help them. I've already talked to him once. Apparently, he doesn't believe me.
Oh, gosh, what are we going to do? If the authorities find out about this, you'll be in trouble for fair.
I know it. Bart, there's only one thing we can do.
What's that?
Go through with our original plan. We've got to keep this cup away from the sauce at all costs.
Here you are, young gentlemen. Your loving cup. And I've saved a nice sturdy cotton for it.
Well, just a minute, Mr. Davies, before you put the cup in the box.
Yes?
Carry it over here to the counter, away from the window.
Of course. There we are.
Now, what can we find to put in the box, boy?
Well, how about that paperweight?
It's a little small, but it'll do. Mr. Davies, we want you to put this paperweight in the carton instead of the loving cup.
Paperweight? I understand. More of those senior sophomore shenanigans, eh?
That's right, sir. We're trying to fool them.
Frank, I don't understand. What are you going to do with the cup?
Leave it right here under the counter for the time being.
You see, Enza, Frank and I'll stroll out of here with a carton under our arm as though we weren't expecting anything to happen. Mm-hmm. Once the Sophs attack, though, we'll spring our surprise.
It's the same way every year. My good lads, I must have gone through this hanky-panky a good 40 times. The Sophs usually win out, too, as I recollect.
Well, they won't this time if we can help it. By the way, Mr. Davies, yes? Is that back door into Flager's bakery open?
Sure, I guess so. He never locks it. Why?
I'll tell you later. Enza.
Yes, Frank?
I want you to stay right here with the cup while Bart and I go outside. Don't move until I come back. You got that?
But I still don't see what your plan is.
Well, let's hope the Sophs don't either.
They won't, Bart. Now, let's get ready. Now, as soon as you wrap up that carton, Mr. Davies, we'll be on our way. And just pray that nothing goes wrong.
Stand by, Ed. I took the cup out of the window. Things should start popping any minute now.
You don't think they suspect, do you, Roy?
No, of course not. He'll walk right into the trap. You'll see.
I nearly had heart failure when Bart turned around, though. I thought he'd spot us for sure.
Well, he didn't. All the other fellows ready?
All set, waiting for your signal.
Good. Now, remember, we don't rush them until they get down the street a little way toward the vacant lot. Have you got that?
Sure. We're all set.
Wait. Here they come.
Just Frank and Bart. What happened to Inza Burridge?
She must have stayed in the store. That's good. It's a lot better if she isn't caught in the fight. Come on, Ed. Start trailing them.
There are the others. They won't get away this time.
Just about time. Get set. Now!
After him, Sophs! After him! Give it up! Merriwell got the cup. Come on, get him! He's cut off. He can't get away. No use, Frank. You're cornered.
Not yet. I'm not. You'll fight a long pass.
Hey, he threw it to Bart.
I got it, Frank. Nice pass. Now let's see you get me.
Roy, he's getting away.
He won't get far. Never mind, Merriwell, gang. Stop hard. Come on. After him. Let's get him.
Hooray, they swallowed the bait, hook, line, and sinker.
Frank, what happened?
Just what we wanted to happen, Inza. The whole sophomore class is chasing Bart, but we've got to work fast. They may catch him any minute.
My, such goings on.
What about the cup, Frank?
Here it is. Now, come on. Out this back door and into the bakery. Our plan is working like clockwork. So far.
Here he goes. Up that alley. We've got him now. Come on, gang.
All right, you win.
Hear that? He's giving up. All right, Bart. Hand over that box.
Oh, sure. Sure, here you are. You really took us by surprise that time. Well, so long, Sophs. I hope you enjoy looking at that loving car.
Come on, Roy. Open up that box. I want to get a good look at that senior cup.
Yeah, so do I. Wait a second.
Here we are. So this is the... Roy, look.
A paperweight. How do you like that? They've tricked us after all.
Why, the dirty dogs, and we fell for it. Let's get back to that store, fast.
Oh, wait, Ed. Not much use in that. They've had too much time to get away.
We gotta chase them. They're probably on their way out to Forest Tavern with the cup right now.
I don't think so. But you're right about working fast. We've got to locate them. Have the whole class scatter through town, Ed. Find out where Frank and Bart are and don't let them out of your sight for a second. Now get moving.
There you are, madam. 1 dozen rolls. Thank you. And call again.
Now, Mr. Flager, will you please take care of us? We're in a hurry.
Oh, yes, Mr. Merriwell. I almost forgot about you. Dear me, it was about the special cake for the senior dance dinner tonight, wasn't it?
That's right, sir. Now, this is the cake over here, isn't it?
Oh, no, dear me. That's a special anniversary cake for Mrs. Townsend. That's made of angel food. Yours is the Lady Baltimore.
Oh, Mr. Flager,
I must admit, though, to the layman, they look very much alike. Here's your cake right here. As you can see, it isn't ready to go out yet. You'll have to come back for it later.
Frank, I still don't see how you plan to walk out of here with that loving cup. The sophomores would be sure to see you.
I don't plan to walk out with it, Inza. I'm going to leave it right here.
Here? In the bakery? What for?
Mr. Flager, I want you to take this cup, and after we've gone, I want you to hide it inside the cake.
I beg your pardon? You say inside the cake?
Oh, I see now. Oh, Frank, that's a wonderful idea. Then the bakery people can deliver it to the Forest Tavern themselves. The sophomores will never know it's there.
Exactly, Inza. How about it, Mr. Flager?
No, I couldn't do that. Ruin my beautiful cake.
Well, right now, this is more important than the cake, sir. Here, maybe this will help.
$5, would I... Well, perhaps I could manage it without damaging the cake too badly.
I know you did, sir. We can count on it, then?
Yes, of course, Mr. Merrill. I'll have it delivered to Forest Tavern at 6 o'clock sharp.
That's all I wanted to hear you say. Let's find Bart in. Our worries are over.
All right, Roy. We're all here now.
Good. Now, listen, everybody. Listen. This is a council of war. We finally located Merriwell and Hodge.
Sure, they're on their way over to the livery stable to hire a carriage. They'll be leaving for the banquet almost any time now.
The only trouble is they don't seem to have the cup with them. And that means we can't try to stop them until they're practically out to the tavern.
That's pretty risky, Roy. Suppose they let a couple of the other seniors take the cup out.
I thought of that. So far, nobody from the senior class has started out for the dinner yet. That means the cup is still here in town somewhere. It's our job to see that it doesn't get there for the dinner. And that's why we're setting up the roadblock.
Roadblock? Oh, we can't guard every road out of town, Roy. There aren't enough of us.
Don't you think I've checked on that? You know that place where the road crosses Elk Creek? That's just before the creek flows into the lake.
Well, I know the spot. Just a couple of hundred yards this side of the tavern.
Right. And that's the spot we're going to watch. Every carriage that crosses that bridge will be searched by us.
Sure. That's the answer, Roy. They'll never get the cup through that way.
You're darn right they won't. And that's the only entrance to the tavern. Merriwell and Hodge almost got the jump on us once. But this time we've got them licked. Now let's get out to that bridge and set up that block.
You should have seen them when they opened the box and found the paperweight.
I can just imagine. Do you think they'll try something else, Frank?
Oh, they're bound to. I only wish I knew what, though.
Oh, what's the difference? No matter what they try, they'll never guess where the cup is now.
Oh, look out, Frank. Someone's put a block across the bridge up ahead there.
I see it. This must be the sophomore's work.
I better pull up.
I will. Oh, boy. Easy there. Easy.
You're right. It's Roy Stone and Ed Young.
Well, well, look here, Roy. It's the Merriwell party.
Oh, hello, Ed. Roy, still looking for the cup, huh?
Yes, we're searching this carriage before you go past here.
Oh, search away. We aren't hiding anything.
Listen to him, Roy. He doesn't know when to give up.
Come on, Bart. You can't expect me to believe that. How about it, Ed? Want anything in there?
Nope. Haven't got the cup in this carriage.
Well, I told you, you're just wasting your time.
Oh, we don't mind, do we, Ed? Somebody's going to bring that cup out, and when they do, we'll get it. All right, you can go through now.
All right, thanks. Get up, boy.
Have a good time at the banquet, boys.
Yeah, but don't wait for the cup to arrive. Your soup will get cold.
Well, they seem pretty confident, don't they?
Yeah, wait till they find out how we tricked them again. They'll never live it down.
I hope nothing goes wrong when the bakery wagon tries to go through.
I don't see how it could, Frank. They'd never think of looking inside a cake for the cup.
Of course they wouldn't. We've got them this time, Frank. No mistake.
Well, so this is Frank Merriwell. By George, it's good to meet you, young man.
Oh, thank you, Judge McKenzie. The senior class is really honored that you agreed to come to our dinner, sir.
The pleasure's all mine, lad. As I was saying to your dean only today, you know, it's a fine thing to find a school these days with the decorum and the dignity of Yale.
Yes, sir.
I only wish I'd entered my boy here in the first place. Then he wouldn't have been involved in that disgraceful class rush.
Class rush, sir?
Yes, a disgusting exhibition of mass vandalism.
Well, sir, it's only natural for boys in college.
Ah, a lame excuse for out-and-out rowdyism. But as I say, Mr. Merriwell, you know, it's gratifying to know that such things do not go on here at Yale. That is one reason I've made up my mind to donate the scholarships tonight.
Scholarships?
It's a pet project of mine. You know, I firmly believe in rewarding those who deserve it, whether it be an individual or an entire university.
Oh, I see.
Yes, indeed.
Well, that's why the dean is so excited.
What'd you say, my boy?
Nothing, sir. I was...
Frank.
Oh, hello, Enzo. Well, what's the trouble?
May I see you a minute in the kitchen?
Oh, yes, of course. Will you excuse me, Judge McKenzie?
Right ahead, my boy. I know you're busy. I'll talk to some of the other seniors over here.
Come on, Frank.
What's wrong? You look excited about something.
I am. The cake just arrived. Bart has it out here in the kitchen.
Oh, the cake? Well, that's fine. Now we're all ready to begin the dinner.
Oh, no, we're not. It's the wrong cake.
What's that? Are you sure?
See for yourself. Come on in.
Oh, what a thing to happen, Frank. Take a look at this.
What?
That isn't our cake.
I told you. And the cup isn't in it either.
Where's that delivery man?
Well, the minute I discovered the mistake, Frank, I tried to catch him, and he'd already left for town.
This is awful, Frank. All your work for nothing.
Well, that's not the worst of it, Imza. When Judge McKenzie finds out why there's no cup to present, he may change his mind about those scholarships.
What?
And the dean will blame me for it.
What scholarship, Frank?
I haven't time to explain now. It's up to you to stall off the start of the dinner as long as you possibly can. Bart and I are going after that cup.
Well, I'll try. But how can you possibly find it?
Remember what old Mr. Flager said about this cake? It was for a special anniversary party at the Townsend place? Well, we have their cake, so it stands to reason they must have ours.
Of course. At least it's worth a try.
Come on, Bart. We're taking this cake back to Mrs. Townsend. The sophomores haven't won yet.
Hey, Roy, here's one coming from the tavern.
Well, we'll stop them anyway. Let's see who it is.
Hi there!
Hi, fellas.
They're stopping all right.
Oh, let's see what we have. Hey, look, it's Frank and Bart again.
Well, let us through, Roy. We're in a hurry.
What's the idea of the cake?
Well, we're taking it back to town. The wrong one was delivered by mistake.
Well, we don't care what you take away from the tavern as long as you don't try to sneak the cup in.
Look, Roy, for the last time, call off the socks. I wasn't lying to you this afternoon when I told you about the dean. If you fellas do anything to create a disturbance tonight, we'll all be in trouble.
Don't listen to them, Roy. They're just getting desperate.
No use, Frank. You tried that once and it didn't work.
All right, but I'm warning you, we're all going to be in trouble. Can we go now?
Sure. Let them go, Ed.
Go ahead.
Giddy up, boy.
What do you suppose they're up to this time, Roy?
I don't know, but I'll bet it has something to do with that cake.
What makes you think that?
Why would they delay the banquet just because they got the wrong cake? If they try to bring another one through here, we're going to search it.
Search a cake?
Mm-hmm.
You mean they might try to smuggle the cake in, the cup in through with a cake?
It'd be a good trick, wouldn't it? But if they try it, we'll catch them for sure.
All right. Now we're all set, boy. Let's head back for the bridge.
All right. Get up, boy. Get up.
I'd like to know what the idea is.
You mean stopping off at the lumber yard?
Well, sure. We were lucky enough to find our cake. Why do you insist on picking up these boards?
Well, you don't expect to get this cake through the sophomore barricade again, do you?
Well, you think that they suspect where we've hidden the cake?
I'd be willing to bet on it. That's why we've got to trick them again.
But how? What are you going to use these boards for?
I'll show you when we get to the bridge. Now we've got to hurry. This is far enough. Oh, there. Oh!
The bridge, all right. Just beyond the bend. It's a good thing it's dark. They'd be sure to see us otherwise.
Don't make any unnecessary noise. This has got to be a complete surprise. Now help me get this lumber out of the carriage.
Right. I've got this end.
Good. Here. Let's carry it through the bushes toward the creek.
All right.
Hey, who's there?
Shh, shh. Freezing your tracks, boy.
What's going on over there? What is it, Roy? See something? Thought I heard somebody moving in the underbrush across the creek.
Oh, probably just an animal. Come on back to the road. There'll be more carriages coming.
All right. It was nothing, I guess.
Oh, that was close. Oh, too close for comfort. Come on, just a few more yards to the creek.
Here it is. Oh, look, the moon's coming out from behind the cloud.
Oh, that's great. Now they're liable to spot the cup. Put the boards down here on the bank.
All right. You still haven't told me what you're planning.
Here, let's slice these boards together. Like this.
What are you making, a raft?
A miniature one. We'll tie the cup securely to it. Like this. There. That'll hold.
I get it. Shove this into the stream and let the current carry it right down the lake, right?
Exactly, boy. Since we can't cross over the bridge with the cup, we'll send it under the bridge. Then we can fish it out of the lake after we drive to the tavern.
That's a smooth idea. Hey, but those sauce on the bridge. Suppose they spot the cup going downstream.
That's where we come in. Here, let me throw this twig in the stream. Now, 1,000, 2,000, 1,000, 3,000, 1,000, 4,000. 4 seconds. It took exactly 4 seconds for the twig to travel 10 feet.
Well, what of it?
That means, let me see, about a minute and 35 seconds to the bridge. We can make it back to the carriage in 30 seconds, can't we?
Oh, sure, easy.
All right, we'll put our raft in the stream and then run back to the carriage and start across the bridge. That will divert their attention while the cup floats past.
I get it now. It sounds good. I hope it works.
So do I. There's only one way to find out. Let's try.
Take it easy, Frank. You're not getting through here until we've searched every inch of the carriage.
Go ahead. Nobody's stopping you.
How about it, Ed? Did you find the cup in the cake?
No.
Looks like something had been in there, but it sure isn't now.
Look, why don't you sauce give up? Can't you see your lick?
Well, they see it all right, Bart. They just won't admit it.
What do we do now, Roy?
Let him go. What else can we do?
All right, you two. Drive ahead.
Thanks. Too bad you couldn't find the cops. Yep.
What did he mean by that?
I don't know. But I don't like the looks of things. They both act mighty pleased with themselves.
Well, that cup wasn't anywhere in the carriage, Roy. I'd swear it wasn't.
I wonder what they've been up to.
From the looks of them, they've been up to their knees in mud.
What?
Sure, didn't you notice? There was mud all over their shoes. Looked like the cuff of Frank's coat had been dipped in water, too.
Water? Hey, I wonder...
What are you looking for?
The cuff. Gone up with too late, but I'll bet that's what they did, all right.
What are you talking about?
Remember the noise we heard in the bushes a little while ago? That must have been Frank and Bart. They went down to the bank of the stream and floated that cup under the bridge. Probably just about the time we were searching.
Well, I'll be. That beats anything I ever heard. You mean they got it past us after all?
I mean they almost did. There's a rowboat down there on the shore of the lake. Come on. We're going to beat them to that cup yet.
There's the cup now, Bart. I can see it bobbing in the water. A little higher on your oar.
Right. Well, we sure pulled it fast from this time. I'll bet they'll be out here.
Holy smokes, Bart. Look. It's Ed and Roy. They're another boat.
How did they find out about this?
Never mind that now. We've got to beat them to that cup. Start rowing full speed.
Right. They've got a lead on us, too.
We can make it. Come on, Frank. Go. Go. Go.
Watch out for the rocks, Frank.
We're going to miss them. Come on, we're gaining.
Looks to me like we'll get there in a dead heat.
Well, watch out. We'll get between them and the cup. That's it.
Hey, you guys, look out.
Keep pulling your oar, Bart. I'll fish the cup out.
All right. You guys, Bart. Come on, Ed. Let him have it.
Look out, Frank. They're going to ram us. Hang on.
Get your oar out of the water, Bart. Too late.
Oh, gosh, we almost went over.
Hey, snap your oar. Here, I'll shove them off with this.
No, you don't. We're taking that cup.
Not if I can help it, Ed.
Oh, nice work, Frank. I've got the cup. Head for shore.
They can't get away now, Ed. They've only got one oar.
Come on, ram them again, Roy. We can swamp them this time.
Oh, it's no use, Frank. We can't get away with only one oar. We're licked.
Wait, I've got an idea.
Look out, here they come.
Those rocks, Bart. They're just behind us. Give me that oar.
Here.
Now, if I can shove the boat out of their
path.
Roy, come on your oar. Backwater. Look out, Ed, the rock.
Nice dodging, Frank.
Hey, our boat. We knocked a hole in the bottom.
Too bad, boys. It looks like you'll have to wade to shore now.
Come on, Frank. Start paddling. This time the socks are really on the rock.
And so it is with a great deal of pleasure that I present this cup to the members of the senior class of Yale University.
Bart just told me how you got the cup for the sophomore barricade, Frank. It's the cleverest thing I ever heard.
He hasn't quite finished his address.
And before I conclude tonight's festivities, let me add one more word. I have already announced the foundation of my new scholarship. As you know, it is to be awarded each year to that member of the sophomore class who, by the dignity of his conduct, best promises to uphold the time-honored traditions of Yale University.
If he only knew.
And now, it is my honor and privilege to announce the name of the first recipient of the Mackenzie Scholarship Award.
Who will it be, Frank?
I don't know. Listen.
The lucky young man is the president of the sophomore class, Mr. Roy Stowe.
Well, how do you like that?
And so ends another exciting adventure with Frank Merriwell, beloved hero of American fiction, brought to you in a new series of stories by the National Broadcasting Company. And be sure to listen again next week at the same time when Frank Merriwell returns in another of his celebrated exploits. Frank is played by Lawson Zerbe, Bart is Hal Studer, and Nanda is Elaine Ross. Other members of the cast are Billy Quinn, Charles Mullen, Wendell Holmes, and Roger DeCoven. Original music by Paul Taubman. The Adventures of Frank Merriwell is written by Ruth and Gilbert Braun and William Welch, and the entire production is under the direction of Ed King. This is Tex Antoine speaking.